today means a lot to Australians everywhere. Not just gay and lesbian Australians, but their parents, their mums, their grandmas, their children. And among many of the families celebrating are Jackie Toblins and Sarah Nichols and their three children. And I've got to say that I have watched these people in the public gallery all day, and I want to get some parenting tips on how they managed to keep their children so calm. But that's not why they're here. 14 years ago, Jackie and Sarah married in Canada, where their eldest was just 9 months old. And since then, they've been campaigning for change in Australia. In fact, I've watched them both, but particularly you, Jackie, dedicate your life to this. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You watched it all day. How did it feel?
Long and tiring, but absolutely fantastic in the end. It has been an extraordinary day. And on the parenting tip front, we did have the three children with us the entire day, 10, 12 and 15, with absolutely no devices whatsoever. I did manage to smuggle in a very small notebook and a pen. So there was some hangman and some boxes and some old-fashioned games. But they did brilliantly. We ducked out for half an hour in the middle for some food.
They fed the kids.
They fed the kids, and we've just had some snakes, so we're all good. But it was an absolutely remarkable moment at the end.
It was. I think even though we knew it was coming, and you know, you could feel the building tension that it was coming, when it actually happened, and there was just that outpouring of emotion, it was phenomenal. It was, I don't even know what the word is. It was amazing. Lots of tears.
How's it going to change your life?
Well, we won't be campaigning. That's a big one. We'll have a little bit more time on our hands, be a little bit less tired. Look, I think it's a massive thing. As you said, it's 14 years for us, and our kids have been involved in that campaign all the way along. I mean, obviously not when they were little, although they appeared in lots of pictures, but over time they have become involved in it as well. So it has been a phenomenal journey for them. And you know, today they saw the law change, and they understand at that age that you can change laws. And that is a really phenomenal and exciting thing. So how it's going to change, I don't know. At the moment, right now, we're still excited, but I'll leave processing for next week when I get home. But at the moment, we're buzzing.
You've been married a really long time.
We have. We've been together 25 years. We just had our 25th anniversary, and we've been married for 14. So it is a long time.
And for 14 years you've been married, but our country hasn't recognised your marriage for 14 years.
Well, exactly.
Yep, that's absolutely right. So we got married in Canada. It was about 6 weeks after the change in the legislation there, and we just happened to be there driving down the freeway when it came on the radio. And it wasn't in anybody's mind at all. And it was just announced, and I think we had this kind of ridiculous conversation. We were heading back to Sarah's parents, and I said, like, crikey, we could get married.
We could really get married.
And then by the time we'd pulled into the driveway of Sarah's mum and dad's, we'd, like, decided that we would get married.
Yeah.
So we did, and it was fantastic, and lots of people came.
We did. We pulled together a wedding in 6 weeks on our credit card. And we always say, you know, we had Australian wine and Canadian beer, and it was at the cottage in that classic Canadian way that we do. And it was fantastic.
And everybody said it was really interesting. It was everybody's first same-sex wedding. Everybody said it was really special, and everybody said it was more than the sum of its parts in a way that they couldn't really articulate. But we really felt that at the time.
I love weddings.
I just love weddings.
I've been to lots recently, obviously heterosexual weddings, and I get very teary at all of them. So I find this, I'm going to own this, I find this question a troubling one to ask because you're already married. But are you going to have another wedding?
Well, we've been talking about this a lot, actually.
Sarah's got some strong views on this.
I have strong views on this.
I know, people who do, which is why I was like,
I've realised something. I've had a real epiphany this week, because what I realised is that for us, we had a wedding because it was my home, it was my cottage, my family was there, Jack's family from Australia, our best friends came with their 5-month-old baby. We had a wedding. And what I've realised talking to lots of people this week is a lot of people got married, but they didn't have weddings. And I think for them, being able to have that celebration, because of course that's part of what it is, and to stand up in front of all the people they love and say those words, I get why they want to do it again. We won't, because because we've had that experience.
You'll sign the paperwork in Australia?
We don't need to.
Oh, you don't?
No, we don't. No. Royal assent.
Wait. You're going to be the first to be married.
No, not just
well,
us.
Not us, but everybody who's already married overseas,
exactly.
Once it gets
Tricksters.
I know.
We're in.
And there's lots of us. There's lots of us. Yeah. We keep meeting people who got married in Vancouver, who got married in London, and we will all be married on the day that it has royal assent. But I think there will be lots of people who choose to have a ceremony because they want to have that experience that we were lucky enough to have just through sheer coincidence of being Canadian.
And having said that, the kids are desperate for us to
have a party.
Something.
Oh, are they?
A party. We've got to do something. So we will have a party of some
sort. I've got to tell our listeners, I know people are driving home and history has been made in Australia. The Parliament has overwhelmingly voted for marriage equality. Or, you know, you can marry a man, a woman, you can marry whoever you like now. Your kids are kind of giving me the thumbs up that they want a wedding. So
they want something. So, look, and we have lots of people to thank because this was a journey of, you know, it was our journey for 14 years, but we shared it with so many amazing people, you know, and some famous ones and some not so famous ones and our friends and our community. And, you know, the kids' schoolmates. And there are lots of people who did this journey with us who we want to say thank you to.
And Jackie, I know that you've been campaigning a long time and it's taken a bit of a toll on you. Do you feel like now you'll be able to move on from what I know has been a difficult period for you?
Yes, I think so. I think what was interesting is the past, you know, the past year has been tough for everybody. The past 6 months and the whole postal survey was incredibly hard for everybody, not just, as we often say, you know, vulnerable people in our community, but, you know, I know that pretty much every advocate who'd been doing this for a long time had a meltdown at some stage. You know, I had one fairly public one on Facebook just the week after the High Court decision. But everybody also picked themselves up and we carried on and we did what we needed to do. But I think, I suppose, so for me, yes, absolutely. You know, I'm looking forward to not doing that. But I think what the most important thing for me today is to acknowledge the absolute grassroots community nature of what has happened here today, and that what we have just witnessed is the result of many, many thousands of people who have marched and organised and lobbied and written letters and signed petitions and who have had difficult conversations with their parents and grandparents and colleagues, but ultimately who have just lived their lives as out LGBTI people and gone about their daily business and been proud of who they are. And for many people, I think for many of us, that still takes incredible courage. And I think what I've learned in the last few months in the postal survey is what I have seen is that courage in our community. And that's what makes me most proud today.
Mm. Before I let you go, how will you be celebrating? I understand there's a big equality party here in Parliament House tonight.
There is. We just walked through a room with large amounts of champagne and I had my eye on a glass, I must say.
Yeah, and Felicity's saying, no, we've got to get to RN and we're going to come
out
of
that party.
Shout out to Felicity, who I've also known for many years, who got you guys
here.
Absolutely
did. Yeah,
he's done a brilliant
job. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Your marriage is now going to be legally recognised in our country.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And give the kids more snakes. Incredible parenting. I watch these women. Incredible. Thank you so much to Jackie Tomlins and Sarah Nichols. Their three children have been in Parliament House all day watching the law change and Australia legislate for equal marriage. It's 0418 226 576. That's the text line.